Now let's practice gratitude attitude thought renewal. This is a simple way to bring your thoughts before God with honesty, scripture, gratitude, and one faithful step. You can practice this in a journal during prayer, on a walk, or in a quiet moment before bed. Step 1, name the thought. Ask, what thought keeps returning? Maybe it is, I always fail. No one cares. My life is behind. I will never change. They ruined everything. God has forgotten me. Do not shame yourself for noticing the thought. Just name it. Step 2, test the thought before God. Ask, is this the whole truth? Some thoughts contain a piece of truth, but become destructive when they become total. You may have failed at something, but I always fail is not the whole truth. You may feel forgotten, but God has not abandoned you. Step 3, find the grace. Ask, what grace can I notice right now? It may be small, a breath, a meal, a friend, a scripture, a lesson learned. A boundary you finally set, a sin you confessed, a chance to begin again. Gratitude does not have to be dramatic to be real. Step 4, renew the thought, replace the old rehearsal with a truer sentence. Instead of, I always fail, say, I have failed, but God is teaching me to walk faithfully. Instead of, no one cares, say, I feel lonely, but God sees me, and I can reach out for wise support. Instead of, my story is over, say, my story is not over in Christ. Step 5, take one faithful step. Do not try to fix your whole life in one moment. Send the apology, take the walk, open scripture, ask for help, write the gratitude, set the boundary, pray the honest prayer. The Bible encourages renewed thinking, and Ministry Sciences observes that repeated practices of attention, naming, and reframing can help reshape patterns over time. What helps? Practice one renewed thought each day. What harms? Waiting until your emotions fully change before you obey. A gratitude attitude grows through practice, one thought at a time, one prayer at a time, one grace noticed, one faithful step taken. That is how the renewed mind begins to grow.